Hey, podcasters. Clazy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, our sporting mate Lachie Reed talks All-Australian selection and controversy.
We ask, how did you catch them cheating?
Someone who wasn't cheating is Mark Beretta because he's Father of the Year.
I hope not. They'll rip it off him. And what's your kid's weird obsession?
You could give Dad this Big Breakfast catch-up for Father's Day, or you could really spoil him with big brand fragrances from Chemist Warehouse.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Lachie Reed is on the line. I mentioned before, I said, what's got four Eagles, two Dockers and a WA-based leadership group? That'd be the All-Australian team.
Ah.
How good's this,
Lachie? I thought it was the Australian Zoo.
I've forgotten the name of the show, but Lachie Reed. G'day, mate. How are you?
Hello, guys. Yeah, I mean, it was good news, Wasn't it? A little bit controversial. A lot of people are talking about the captaincy, and it's one WA boy versus another WA boy or WA based
yep.
in Shannon Hearn. But yeah, all in all, I think all the Eagles were worthy of getting in. I actually thought Brad Shepherd very, very unlucky. I thought Brad Shepherd's had a terrific year, and in fact, if I was to pick, I would probably say that Brad Shepherd's had a better year than Shannon Hearn. But Hearn's got the reputation. He's got two All-Australians now. Yo's got two All-Australians. Darling's first. Gov's got four. The big Gov, he's got four All-Australians. He's played the least amount of games of anyone ever to win four All-Australians. I think it's 124-odd games of AFL footy to win four. So I think he owns that centre-half back position, and well under Fifey, his third. And Michael Walters gets his first. So good news for the Dockers and the Eagles.
Well, Lachie, I was quite confused by the back page of the paper today because I see Nathan Fyfe there dressed up, basically looking like the head boy at Aquinas. What's that about? Why does he look like a high school kid?
Well, they give out the Blazers for All Australian this year. It is a little confusing. I'm not sure what they would do with the Blazers after they received them. But
wear them to schoolies week?
Yeah, maybe. maybe wear them to the wake at the end of the season or something like that. But Fifey getting the captaincy is the big talking point at the moment over Shannon Hearn. I think Hearn was unlucky last year. If you remember back to last year, Buddy Franklin won his ninth All Australian and he got named captain, and Hearn was well on his way to being a premiership captain. This year, I think it's a bit different, guys. I'm not sure Hearn played as well as he did last year and had as much of an influence over the competition as he did. And I thought Fife, and Clancy, you could probably tell me yes or no, but I thought Fife, in the wins that Fremantle had, he had a massive influence on the games that he played. And to me, that's leadership. So
yeah.
I reckon he's a worthy captain of the All-Australian team. And the other thing is, Shannon Hearn wasn't there last night, so you have to wonder also whether maybe that came into calculations as to picking the All-Australian captain. You can't have the captain not there in attendance. Obviously, he's struggling with a bit of an injury at the moment and wants to get himself right for next Thursday, so he didn't travel over.
It's not a raffle, though, Lachie. They don't just do a redraw, do they? Like, oh, he's not he's in not the coming, room, yeah. so I
he's
guess
play,
anyone else
he's
want
play
the
finals.
Gig?
Yeah.
Well, maybe, just maybe, the AFL say, hey, hang on. If the All-Australian captain can't be there, then we might just hand it over to somebody else. I'm only throwing that up. I'm not saying it's...
No, it's all right, Lachie. Hey, Lachie,
just maybe that does happen.
I'm just showing Matt the photo of Sonny Walters in his blazer, and he looks like the prefect in Year 9.
He looks very smart.
Very smart for school photos.
Yeah.
I just love it how, the jackets, they all look really good in the jackets, and they've got different coloured ties. Then some look like they're wearing Shonky Brother trousers they bought from, some Shonky shop.
Shonky Tailors.
They just arrived in Melbourne and thought, oh, jeepers, I forgot my pants. I better go and just buy one from... somewhere that I don't really know much about. But anyway,
The first time it's happened to me when I've arrived in Melbourne, I tell you.
Shonky pants.
Hey, Lachie, a young chap who was part of our family here on The Big Breakfast, Lachie Neal, who, of course, went to Brisbane, and what a year he's had. Obviously, he's in the All-Australian team. Would he be the hot favourite for the Brownlow?
You'd have to think so, Matty. Mm. I mean, there's probably about three or four that you'd go through. I think Fife's a bit of a chance. Lachie Neal finished off the season two with 51 possessions in his last game. That'll certainly give him a chance if he's up there and about at the end of the home and away season. So, yeah, you would say Neal, Fife, Dangerfield, Cripps has had a great year. That's Paddy Cripps from Carlton. And then maybe Tim Kelly, but I think Tim Kelly's back half of the season wasn't as good as what his front half was. So they would be the four or five that I reckon would be contending come Brownlow medal night.
Hey, Lachie, if I said to you in February this year that Richmond's Dustin Martin and Alex Rance would not be All-Australian, what would you have said? Because it's either one.
Yeah, especially Rance, you know, and the injury obviously cost him. He probably gets in no matter what, how well he plays, because he's got such a great reputation. But, yeah, look, Rance and Martin not being an All-Australian means that the competition's getting better and better, and you've got to be a star player to be nominated in the 22. So well done to the boys that did get there.
Yeah, it's all about opportunity. A guy called Grimes comes in and gets in, All-Australian. Well done.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And Walters, the fact that Walters got in is awesome, because I was worried that maybe the Eastern States didn't appreciate how good he is. He is an absolute superstar. He can play through the midfield and up forward. In fact, he'd probably kick 50 or 60 goals if he was a permanent forward.
Yep, and kicking goals on the sirens or after or just before, it's not bad. Hey, Lockie, good to catch up, mate. All the best. Looking forward to next Thursday night for the Eagles.
Good on you guys. Who's the real captain there? Is it Clairsy?
Of course.
It's always
Clairsy. No, it's Kimber. It's just unspoken.
I'm just the one that forgets their pants.
It goes to Shonky Taylor's.
I'm worried about you going to Melbourne or something without your pants,
man. Just like a footballer. Lockie Reid, good to catch up, mate. All the best.
The Big Breakfast with Clairsy, Matt and Kimber.
Did anyone watch The Bachelor last night?
Oh, did you really?
He loves it.
How is this?
Oh, dear.
What's happened to me that I can now run this break? I mean, this would be Kimber's ball court, right?
You can run this. You can run this discussion. Mate.
I've stepped out of The Bachelor because it got too nasty.
It is nasty.
They are nasty women.
You have jumped on. Yeah,
yeah. And I tell you what, I'm learning a lot about myself. You've got to be so careful.
So are we.
Yeah. Like, obviously, as we were just talking to Barrett, I've got Steppy D and T and I, my partner, we try very hard while watching The Bachelor not to be judgy about the ladies, because that's wrong, and we don't want Steppy D to hear
and
that.
And it's super hard to teach her about the patriarchy during the ad breaks.
Correct.
So hard.
Yeah, but don't say patriarchy to an 8-year-old.
We obviously had said something about Rachel's lips at some point.
Right.
Because Steppy D did say... Oh, well, who are you talking about? Is it the one with boxing lips?
Maybe
the word Botox came out at some point. Anyway, didn't mean to be judgy. She's a fine person.
Is she?
But she got caught cheating.
Oh.
She got caught cheating. Dear. She had a plan.
In the house, there's not a lot of people to choose from.
Well, there's like heaps of guys on the crew.
Oh, of course.
And she obviously liked the cut of the boom operator's jib.
Oh, the cut of his big microphone.
And she had a crack.
Oh, dear.
Plan B is to message him when I get out, because he's got my contact details.
Hey, Rach.
Oh, hello.
I think I overheard then the plan B, as it was.
I've just been, like, doing it for a laugh.
The number, does this play into the joke, or this was...
No, it's 100% a joke.
She's clearly lying to me, so for that reason, I think it's time for her to leave.
No, batchy. Going hard.
Honestly, he'd be starting to get paranoid, because he's having to find out, do a lot of sort of digging around.
Yeah, and also, rightfully so, he wants all 24 women to continue vying for his attention. He doesn't want to have to lose one of them to another bloke.
Yeah, what it's do you ridiculous. Mean a plan B? But getting caught cheating, I remember at high school I got caught because I got a hickey.
Did you get done?
I got a hickey I couldn't explain it away. Someone told me if you put toothpaste on it, it would make it disappear. It didn't.
Just makes your neck smell like mint.
It did. Yeah. It did. I had a ring of confidence even though I was in a lot of trouble.
You didn't take a hit by a squash ball?
Oh,
should have done that.
No.
But who plays squash?
Don't lie. Cheating is awful. I don't understand why anybody cheats. If you don't want to be with your partner anymore, just tell them.
I was 14,
ridiculous.
Kimber.
Yeah,
sometimes
I know.
It's people going through their partner's phone. Yeah, you can find someone cheating via the phone.
I found out very awkwardly after I'd split up with my ex. So we'd already broken up, and then I was at a function with him and other people, and other people started telling me about his new girlfriend.
Oh.
And I played along and was like, oh, yeah, well, she seems nice. And they were like, oh, yeah, well, shit, you know, the two of them came and stayed at our place back in August. And, I was still with him then.
Till October.
Yeah, it was that, oh, really? Tell me more. Thanks so much. Good to know.
Bloody hell.
That happened to a girlfriend of mine. Similar kind of story, her ex-husband. Oh, yeah, that trip. Remember that chick when we were in London? We were married still. That's what she said. So that was a mate dobbing in her husband.
So brazen with it too, living double lives.
I
honestly could not handle the stress.
Oh, how confusing.
I could not handle the stress of doing that.
No, but give us a call if you've been cheated on. How did you catch them cheating?
Oh.
Because that's, you know, It's the way you find out that's the hardest part. And then you feel bad if you go through their phone or any of that.
Yeah, but to make you feel better for dredging up those bad memories, we'll give you some family tickets to the Perth Royal Show.
Hey.
They're on sale now for just $65. Don't miss out on Perth's biggest ticket, September 28th to October 5.
You take the wife or the girlfriend?
No, you take the second family.
Yeah.
Take the second family. Why wouldn't you?
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
There's been, as far as cheating's concerned, there've even been reality TV shows called Cheaters.
Yes.
Where the cameras follow the cheaters and the ex-wife or husband dobs the cheater in.
Absolutely. And I know that the calls are going to be good when I hear producer Tom outside going, "What? They did what?"
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know what happens. People become really brazen. They get caught up in it. But you always get caught.
You do.
And so we want to know how you caught them cheating. Steve in Darlington, how'd you catch them?
My ex-wife decided to play up with her ex-husband, and I get this phone call one night from the mother-in-law, basically that spilling the beans. She'd had a massive big dust-up with the daughter and had a gutful of the lies, and basically told me what was going on.
Put her in.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's huge. Did you have any idea, Steve, when you heard the news, did you go, all those things make sense, or were you completely blindsided?
Yeah, no, it started making a bit more sense. The worst part about it was is that she fell pregnant to him again.
Oh, dear.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Yeah, it was all unravelling, Steve.
And wow, to hear it from her mum, that's a web, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit of a curler. It sort of woke me up a bit, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Christmas Day, was it, Steve? It's bad enough as it is with family.
Yeah, no, thank God it wasn't my birthday either.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when she goes on to husband three, Steve, your time will come again.
Oh, God. Thanks.
Good on you, Steve.
Steve, let's go to Warnbro. G'day, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, love.
Hey, how'd you catch the cheater?
Well, actually, it wasn't me. It was my son. I'd go home from work and I'd ask the kids what they'd done on their day. It was school holidays. And my son goes, "Oh, we went to the pub with that lady that Daddy always speaks to at school."
Oh, no.
He goes, "You know the lady that he takes us and puts us in the car and he goes and sees us for a while." And I went, "Oh, right. Oh, nice. That would have been nice." And, of course, my husband at the time was at the gym. So when he got home, we had this lovely little conversation.
Mm.
And he goes, "Oh, I've been meaning to tell you." I went, "Really?"
That just slipped my mind. Whoops. I haven't got around to it yet, Sam.
Oh, married for 18 years, 4 kids, forgot he had his wife and got himself a girlfriend.
Wow. Oh, that's heartbreaking.
So that was really awkward.
Oh, and good on you for saving face in front of the kids too. Yeah. I can imagine, you know, that when your blood's boiling on the inside and you're thinking you're going red and you can't, Wow.
Yeah.
Horrible news, anyway, Sam.
Married to a beautiful man now. My kids love him.
So. Oh, good on you,
good
Sam.
On
well
you,
done.
Sam.
What a comeback.
Yeah, no worries.
That's brilliant. Yeah, when you're armed with that information, it's, like you say, Kimber, your blood's boiling well and truly and you want to stitch him up.
Mm.
But you still stitch him up, just not in front of the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of calls of
pride,
people walking
it?
In on them too.
Yeah. How did
just
you
like
catch
in
them
movies.
Cheating? Give us a call. It is like a movie.
Everything Perth. For Brekkie, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
If you're stuck on what to get Dad this Father's Day, Chemist Warehouse has you covered with big brand fragrances at low prices. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Oh, there was cheating on The Bachelor, but she got caught because cheaters never win, according
Sprung.
To Kimber.
It's funny how he's...
Unless you're in the business community.
Well, he's not considered the cheater because everybody knows he's kissing everyone, apparently.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, if you're open about it, does that mean you're not cheating?
Yeah,
so it's okay for him.
That girl, but it's The Bachelor.
Yeah, it's not okay for her.
Yeah.
He's got 17 hall passes.
Yeah,
weird,
doesn't he?
So strange.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. We want to know how you caught someone cheating. Tommy is in Warnbro. Tommy, how did you catch him?
How you going, guys?
Good, mate.
Good, Tom. What you got?
Yeah, well, a long, long time ago, I was shacked up with my girlfriend in a caravan in Sydney, in a caravan park. I used to travel every day from out of west into town.
Mm-hmm.
I was just about to leave this particular morning. I was in the Navy and a good Navy mate dropped by and I thought, I didn't think too much of it. We had a brew and he said he was on his way out to visit his grandmother in Campbelltown. So as I was going to work, he went out of the caravan park, turned right. I went out, turned left. I got a couple of traffic lights down the road and thought, oh shit, I forgot my ciggy. So I turned around, went back and there's his car parked beside my caravan.
Uh-oh.
So I pulled up and I went around the back and looked in the back window of the caravan and sure enough, it was all getting hot and steamy with the girlfriend.
Oh dear.
Oh, gee.
See ya.
Far out, and an old mate
oh, that's
too.
Awful.
Yeah, well, we didn't speak. I actually, funny enough, I caught up with him about 4 months ago. He was too embarrassed ever to come and talk to me because of what had happened.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you do, Tommy? Just rat-a-tat on the glass of the caravan?
I just knocked on the door and said, is there room for me?
It'd be funny if I said yes.
Yeah. The looks on their faces were, quite priceless.
Should have just unhooked their on-site power, mate.
I don't think that would have stopped them.
Oh, thanks, Tommy.
Oh, Winnebago. Wow. Good on you, buddy. Let's go to Cardinia. Jody, how did you catch the cheater?
Well, I actually walked in on him, but the lead-up to it is the real story.
Mm-hmm.
5-year relationship, engaged. I was very young. Wedding dress is on its way. The church is booked. But always suspected something of this guy, and especially being that the ex-girlfriend was constantly in our faces saying that she was still on with him. Now, it actually wasn't her that I walked in on him with, sorry, it was someone else. So he'd had multiple partners, which was just, lovely. And not to mention that the actual ex-girlfriend, no wonder she was so, irate, she'd actually fallen pregnant during this time as well to him. And giving the ring back to him, he says, oh, by the way, you may want to get tested.
Oh, nice.
Jody.
Quality guy.
And it's like, are you kidding me? So, very young and naive, but I always suspected him, but he always put it back on me.
You say young and naive, but
delightful name.
It's not fair when someone does that to you, and you just got to trust your gut.
Awful. But I'm with a lovely man now and have been for 26 years, and we've got a son, and, very happy.
Good for you, Jody. Well done.
Good end result. Right. Hey, thanks for sharing your story, Jodes. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jody of Cardinia there.
Any room for me?
You got to try. Oh, that's brilliant.
That's
gold. It would be so cool.
Cool under pressure. Yeah. It would have been funny if they said yes.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
He's been known as a sports star, a sports reporter star, a sunrise star, and now he's Australian Father of the Year for 2019. We call him Barretts. He's a mate of our show. Mike Barretta, good morning, mate. Congratulations.
Morning, mate. Claire, Matt, Kimber, how are you guys? Good to be talking again. How about that?
Yeah, we haven't seen you in a while, Barretts, and so how's this award? This must be pretty special for you.
Look, it honestly is. I had no idea. You get no warning. They just ring you one day and say, would you like to do this? And, I mean, who wouldn't say yes? And it's just a great honour. So I'm very excited. I accept it on behalf of all daggy dancing dads around Australia.
Thanks, mate.
That's one for us.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, congratulations, buddy. And what are the qualities that you share with Dick Smith and Aussie John that give you father?
Okay. So I reckon I'm about $10 million short, for starters.
Yeah. No, we didn't mention Koshy.
Oh, I'm Koshy.
Over the years, I went back through the list of winners, and the Father of the Year goes back a long way, and there have been some amazing winners. And actually, Koshy was in 2007.
Yeah.
So he's been tutoring me, which has been fantastic. I think it's just normal dads. It's just, we're all doing our best. No one gets the instructions that come with being a dad. Mm. So, we all sort of fumble through and try to do our best, and our kids always, if you're doing a good job, I think your kids think you're an embarrassment, your wife laughs at you, and you probably know you're on track.
Hey, Brett, I'm like you, mate. I've got the boy and the girl and the family and the rest of it, but when your sweet daughter, Ava, yesterday on the TV, 15-year-old, gorgeous girl, got on and started talking about dad, I'm thinking, he's doing well not to have the tears on the telly here. Well done.
Yeah. No, there were. it was quite incredible. It is amazing. I mean, probably personally, the beautiful thing has been hearing people say nice things about you, and for your kids too, because we have a normal father-daughter relationship. It runs very hot and cold. And, to hear Ava say those nice things, I thought, maybe she does listen from time to time. Maybe actually I do get through. So that was good. And my mum and dad too, who are getting on now, was lovely to see them. So look, it's a great thing for just, making you feel good about what you're doing. But, same for all dads. On Sunday we'll take our hats off to all dads around Australia. And, as we know, dads play a pretty important part in families and keeping families on track. And, we can all do better, but we're having a crack.
Well, Barrett's too, part of the reason that you got this as well is because you are an ambassador for several foundations and charities, organisations. It's a very important part of life, I believe, to give your time to charity. How do you get your kids involved in philanthropy? Because I feel like that's our next generation. We really need to teach our kids philanthropy, empathy, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and the easy answer is by infusion. You know, you just, by showing them what to do. And I reckon I learned from my dad, and I didn't realise it until recently that, you know, my dad was in Rotary and he gave a lot of time. You know, we were often at the hamburger stand, running the hamburger stand in Geelong. Or, you know, he was out building the kids' playground in Geelong in the parks. And just generally every Saturday, we're down at the sporting clubs doing something. You know, once you get that in your blood and you realise that that whole idea of giving back and giving to community is bigger than just you, it's a fantastic thing. And I had a great moment earlier this year where Ava, our 15-year-old, came with me on one of our Tour de Cure rides as a volunteer. And for us to share that together was the most magic thing. And she just gets it now, you know. It's great. And as you say, it's a tremendous skill to give to kids, to learn that life is bigger than just you and your marks at school and your sporting work on the weekend. You know, it's about community and being part of it. And the more you put in, the more you get back out of it. You know, I think that's the most important thing.
Mate, at 49, I've just entered a world of parenting responsibilities. I've moved in with my partner and her daughter. So, you know, briefly, some words of advice. Is it just turning up and being there?
That I'll give you two things. One is time. Just spend as much time as you can, because that time that you put in, again, you'll get double fold back in just great moments. And the second thing is, the hardest thing I've struggled with is just being a listener. So apparently sometimes you just need to listen. You don't need to have an answer. You don't have to have a result. You don't need to talk back, but just listen. And I think Rach and the kids, for me, that is an ongoing work in progress. But being a good listener is really important.
Nice.
Hey, congratulations, mate. Yeah, at times lately we see on the telly, we didn't recognise you if you're not riding a bike for charity. It's happened a lot in the last few years. But as your dad said yesterday on the telly.
Biker and talking to you.
Yeah, as your dad said yesterday on the telly, just keep doing it, son. Just keep doing what you're doing. All the best, Barrett's.
Hey, thanks, guys. Great to talk. See you soon.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
And guys, some news has come through of a young fellow in California who is obsessed with a wholesale store called Costco.
Oh, the huge Costco.
Costco warehouse. Mm. This is a little fellow called Armando Martinez, who's 4 years of age, completely obsessed. And so they decided to have a party for him, a birthday party. Have a listen to this.
He is obsessed with Costco, and they are having the first Costco birthday party ever. It's your Costco party. Look at me. Happy birthday.
So they actually shut down the food court so Armando could have his party there. How cute is that?
My God. Just in case you don't know about Costco, I mean, they are the second biggest supermarket chain in the world.
Phenomenal.
The only place you can get about 150 rolls of toilet paper at a time.
Yeah, and also known for their rotisserie chickens.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure the little fella had a rotisserie chicken with a birthday candle in it for his birthday.
The first birthday ever.
Happy birthday.
Remember, there was that kid in Australia not so long ago who had a Bunnings birthday.
That's right.
The Bunnings theme. I guess kids just become obsessed with something, you know. I mean, like the Wiggles and things like that are pretty standard, right? Every kid loves those.
Yes. A lot of kids that Laurie has in, you know, kindy, who are 3 and a half when they start, and they are absolutely obsessed with the guy who's rolling up all the women, rolling up and taking the bins. So they will wait on the side of the road where, before they start kindy. They'll be out there with mum or dad, normally mum, waiting for the trucks to come along and take the rubbish bins. And they know exactly when they're coming, which bins they're taking.
Well, imagine how cool it looks. It's robot arms, it's Transformers, it's Bumblebee picking up a bin.
I guess it's no weirder than a 49-year-old man being obsessed with getting Sheffield Wednesday into the Premier League.
On PlayStation.
In PlayStation.
What time do you reckon you'll be on it today?
9:45.
Gotta love it. I mean, a lot of people with kids in the autism spectrum will understand what I'm talking about when I say, here's the list. I start with petrol bowsers and light switches, and then it was Britney Spears for a while, and then it was stationary. In fact, that's a lifelong one. And then there's not just movies and TVs, but it's individual scenes from movies or TV shows watching over and over. Yeah, for kids in the spectrum can be like that. They can have obsessions, and that's all they'll talk about for 6 months.
All right. Well, share with us 133353. What's your kid's strange obsession? Yeah. You know, because Costco's not usually something.
I'd forgotten about the Bunnings one.
That's right. Yeah,
things that they're interested in. So tell us about your kid's strange obsession, and it could get you a great prize.
It certainly could.
Family tickets to the Perth Royal Show. They're on sale from just $65. But don't miss out on Perth's biggest ticket, September 28 to October 5.
Nice to be obsessed with going there and getting on the rides and getting a few show bags and all the rest of it. Yeah, give us a call, 133353. Let's Check out what's going on with the traffic this morning with Bernie D. Queen with Adam Lambert out front. What a gig. Great gift idea for Father's Day. Get those from Ticketek.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
How about the obsession thing with kids? It can be quite fascinating, sometimes quite scary, and sometimes rather annoying when the kids are just obsessed with one thing over and over.
Well, yes. Half the time you don't know where they get it from either. This kid in America is completely obsessed with Costco.
Yeah, the warehouse, the wholesale store.
And so they've just thrown a Costco birthday party for him. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. Get obsessed with something.
Yeah. Tell us about your kids' obsessions.
Yeah, let's go to Gosnells. Paul, good morning. What's your kid's obsession?
Okay, guys. Well, his latest one, and it's been this for a while, is South African Airlines.
Okay.
Oh, have you taken a trip?
we've taken a few trips, but never South African Airlines. He's got about 30 model planes, and he obsessed with anything with airport and anything with planes.
Sure.
But now in particular, anything South African Airlines, to the point where he's out with his nan and pop in the Thornley area at Hungry Jack's. And you look at the time and go, oh, South African Airlines is flying overhead. So out they go and have a look.
Kidding.
And sure enough, there is this plane flying overhead. I thought, how the hell does he know these things? But he's gone onto the Perth flight times and sites and whatnot and seen what times they fly
over.
Of
course.
Wow.
He's an expert.
How did he just pick this one airline that you've never flown with?
I have no idea, because he's got Qantas and Tiger and Jetstar and Garuda and such. But I've never even thought about going to South Africa.
Yeah. Does he like the logo, Paul? Could it be the logo or the font, maybe?
Well, I mean, it's nice colours. Well, to be honest, there is a picture of the tail on the fridge that he has drawn. And I must admit, it looks pretty cool. And I thought, okay. And he's written about South African Airlines.
Wow.
I have no idea.
That's brilliant.
Let's be honest. You won't get a better flight anywhere in the world. That is a good one, Paul.
Thanks,
cheers,
Paul.
Mate.
And any opportunity for Matt to do his South African accent.
I really love your South African accents.
Eddie's cool. In Thornley. Eddie, what's your kid's strange obsession?
Okay, my autistic 9-year-old is totally obsessed with Lego.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, the autism thing's fascinating, though, isn't it, Eddie?
Yeah, well, mate, he can spend hours on his iPad watching these guys build things with their Lego. He'll pause his iPad, get every piece out from his thousands of dollars with the Lego and build this thing to scale and as they build it on YouTube.
Wow.
And that is an interesting one, Eddie. I've noticed with my stepdaughter that this love affair of watching other people do things too. I don't know if that's a new phenomenon via social media, but... Yeah.
No, well, from what I've been told, especially with him being a high-functioning autistic, it's natural for them to do that, to copy something, but do it to exactly the scale of. We can buy these kits that are like 4 or 5 years older than him, and he'll sit there, read the instructions, put it together on purpose. I'll put a piece in there wrong, and he'll pull it all apart for that one piece. We put the right piece back in.
That's next level.
He's obsessed with this stuff. Costs us a fortune, but he's worth it.
High functioning autistic. Hey Eddie, you can imagine my joy when the young fellow went from Teletubbies to High Five. That was when Charlie and Kathleen were on. It was all good.
Who wouldn't watch High Five for Charlie?
Get on, Eddie.
Let's do it. Cherie is in Leader. Cherie, tell us, what's your kid's strange obsession?
At the moment, it's beards.
Oh, right. Really? Okay.
Yes.
How old is your child?
He's 8. He's on the spectrum as well. Yep. He loves the movie Elf, and he's obsessed with Santa.
Yeah.
And so he loves seeing, we go through the shop, and he's going, oh, Mum, look at that one. And he's checking out the beards, and he loves them.
Yeah, that's
cool. Cherie, I always think, like, how wonderful it would be if you've got people in the family with beards to put, like, Christmas baubles and stuff in it.
Well, my husband can't shave his at the moment, so that's the threat when he won't do it.
Oh, that's right.
Shave the beard. Shave the beard.
No, you've got to keep the beard on.
Well, God knows you get enough food stuck in there, so you don't need the baubles.
It's like decoration.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so Cherie, he'd love Matt's beard then.
Yeah, get him in.
His little pride. He's been his project for the last 12 months.
Yep, the longer the better.
Hey, Cherie, we'll get a signed photo of Matt with his beard, a great beard shot
for
him.
Let's do that.
Fella.
Thank you, he'd love that. Yeah.
Good on you, Cherie. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is, and sometimes, you know, the autistic thing, and there's lots of kids have obsessions that aren't autistic, of course.
Yeah.
Not on the spectrum, but sometimes it is absolutely fascinating how it works.
Oh, Matt's not on the spectrum either, but he's very obsessed with his beard.
And he's South African accent.
Leave it alone, Matthew.
You still playing with it?
Stop touching it.
Stop touching it.
8:55.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good newsreader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Now, this is a fascinating situation. It's called foreign accent syndrome. You may have heard of this. There's only ever been 150 confirmed cases of this, and one of those is an Australian woman who initially, unfortunately, had a stroke, lost her voice for 6 weeks, and then woke up with a thick Italian accent.
How bizarre. Incredible.
It's not only that, it's now developing into a German accent.
Oh,
so they're still speaking English, but just with the accent of a different language.
Yeah. And
yeah, right.
They're not actually speaking with a French accent or a German accent. It's just that the trauma that is, it's often, nearly always after a head trauma of some kind, whether it be internally like a stroke or an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so the speech is affected, so the tongue placement, the intonation. And it just sort of sounds French.
Oh, right.
It's not actually that they've all of a sudden started speaking with a French accent.
God, give her another week, she'll be the G7. That's amazing.
Well, it is incredible, the fact that it's developing into this German one. And there was another Australian woman who also ended up speaking with this French accent.
It makes me so angry because I am Australian. I am not French. I don't try to hold it in anymore because... For me, it was not healthy.
Ooh,
isn't that incredible?
Wow.
I mean, terrible for those people who are obviously very frustrated, but...
Apart from the fact she sounds beautiful.
Yes, she does.
You know, I'm not going to... If I woke up and I suddenly got rid of the Australian accent and I had a little bit of a nice little, you know...
You sounded a bit French.
I mean, I've always wanted a little bit of exotic nature to myself.
Nah, Kimber, I'll never want to lose this sound because apparently... Yeah, what are we, the fourth sexiest accent in the world?
Oh, do you? Really? Yeah. Who's judging?
Oh, God knows. Remember, scary. The Kiwis were first and the Sappers were second.
That's right.
The world's gone topsy-turvy.
Yeah. Absolute blend that is.
Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Hey, you look a bit cheerier than you did on Tuesday, mate.
Oh, look, I had a severe case of man flu yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Were you whinging?
I wasn't feeling well at all, and I did go home on Tuesday, as you know, went home straight after the show, and I got straight into bed, and I can't have been well because I watched Hangover 3.
Yeah, you weren't well.
Oh, that's
and I
really
enjoyed it.
The bottom of the barrel.
I enjoyed
it. Is Mike Tyson and the Tiger, are they in that one as well?
No, but it's sort of, you know, I haven't seen 2.
Oh, okay, right.
But
something tells me you don't need to.
No, the Mr. Chow narrative has been closed. And
is it the naked guy in the boot?
Yeah. So, you know, things were... But, gee, I got well looked after.
Yeah.
Did you?
You know, my life has changed a lot because I remember being a single bloke when I got sick on Christmas Day once.
Oh, yes.
And I was laying on my couch listening to everyone having their Christmas lunch.
You were like Lewis Capaldi.
I was. I was Capaldi-ing out.
Oh, no.
But now my lovely partner T and my steppy D, my stepdaughter, they looked after me so well yesterday.
Aww.
To the point, I think steppy D's going to be a little chef.
Oh, really?
I think it's a nurse. Okay.
Well, no. Chef. Well, you know, definitely a chef. And they made this beautiful butter chicken last night.
Gee.
And so that I think that fixed me.
I was going to say, that's probably why you're better. You've come back because they've given you some TLC.
Flushed TLC out the toxins.
It certainly has will continue to do so. But I try and leave a note for Steppy D every morning.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just something stupid, bad drawing or whatever.
Yep.
And so this morning I left a Rob Broadfield-esque restaurant review.
Oh, right.
Oh, of the dinner last night.
But you weren't how Robbie can be with some places, the harsh critic.
Oh, no. Well, I was up, but it was easy.
It was beautiful.
It was
glowing.
Absolutely beautiful. It was glowing. I said that walking into the establishment, I was immediately hit by a warm and pungent smell. Later, I was informed that that was from the Dalmatian. Florence is being very farty at the moment.
Oh, really? Well,
I don't know what we're giving her.
Well, maybe butter chicken. Huh?
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
But Steppy D will read her glowing review when she gets downstairs.
Oh, very nice. Lovely way to start the day.
Yeah.
How would you give her out of 20, mate?
19.
19.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Broadfield's never done that, as far as I know.
And I applauded her for picking T, who I described as a street person, and giving her a new career, a new lease on life.
This is Matt's partner he's speaking about here. Who needs enemies?
But very lucky man to be so well looked after.
Very nice.
And yeah, no, I totally milked it yesterday.
Well, next week, Kimber and I are holding you down in one of our meeting rooms and making you watch Hangover 2, just so you can complete the trilogy, mate, in a weird way.
And can I just say, if there's another 30-degree day planned, it may come back. It may reoccur.
Oh, it may do.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The juice.
Oh, good tip.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
One of the biggest artists in music is stepping down. I think you'll be shocked to hear that it's Ed Sheeran.
Oh, really?
Sheeran.
Well, it's going to be Taylor Sheeran. That's what. So what, he's exhausted?
Ed Sheeran recently announced to his audience in Ipswich in England that he'll be taking a break from music after 2 years of touring.
Mm.
He wrapped up his 260th show of this Divide tour. I mean, it has been epic.
Mm.
And he said, this is my last gig for probably 18 months. He said he needs a break, have some time off. He's also about to face a bunch of lawsuits from all of these people who think that he's ripping off their music.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So he's got to go through a few scheduled court dates before then. But this show, this Divide tour, 9 million people, 893 days, 46 countries, 175 cities, 260 shows.
Mm.
He had nearly 270 touring crew.
Right.
I mean, it was absolutely massive. And according to producer Tom, who we go to for all our numbers and stats, he made an $800 million profit.
Wow.
Which is a huge gig.
Mm.
So 18 months without Ed, I guess we're just going to keep hearing his same stuff then until he comes up with something good.
And I would have been shocked by that news, but you told us about half an hour ago.
Yeah, so you've got to kind of play it down. And You know, smoke and mirrors, Matt. Pretend.
And Tom, our producer, would know that because he's a huge Ed Sheeran fan. He was there right in front of the stage when he came and played Optus.
Yeah.
First big gig at Optus Stadium.
Mm. Now, if you've been scammed, don't feel bad. Even celebrities get catfished.
Oh.
Rapper Drake has been caught out by a fake Instagram account.
Right.
So someone sent him an Instagram message saying, my fiance and I are getting married September 22 and she's your biggest fan. How many likes or follows for you to do a couple of songs at our wedding?
Okay.
Well, Drake actually replied and said, congrats on getting married. 1 million likes and 100,000 follows, please.
Okay.
And it went viral.
Oh.
So news outlets picked it up. Everybody jumped on board. This guy got 1.3 million likes and 251,000 followers.
Okay.
Yep.
And then Drake receives an email that says, hey, Drake, sorry it blew up like this. I'm a 16-year-old from San Antonio and I never meant for it to be like this.
Oh.
I'm a huge fan of you.
Oh, well, at least they came clean.
Awkward.
At least it was a real Drake. I thought you were going to say it wasn't the real Drake. Okay.
No, it's
right.
The real Drake. And who will represent Australia at Eurovision in 2020? Eurovision Australia decides is going to return to the Gold Coast in February, giving Australians the chance to vote for the artist and the song that will represent our country in the Netherlands for the 2020 competition.
Oh, okay. The Netherlands. Now, I'll go.
Yeah, well, Kate Miller-Heidke came ninth this year with this song.
Oh, yeah. Forty years after Kate Bush did that similar kind of style, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ninth.
Well, SBS is again calling on songwriters around Australia to submit an original composition as part of the selection process. So you go to sbs.com.au/Eurovision. The submissions are open until the 30th of September and there's no restrictions on the number of songs that composers and songwriters can submit.
Oh, hello.
Matt, have you got a hits you could put in?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'd be in Ed Sheeran territory because, I haven't written any.
You're ripping people off.
Oh, we're going to have to start doing original compositions.
Damn it.
Oh, it would have been such a great way to introduce the Netherlands to, like, Beckenham.
Oh, it should happen because God knows there's a lot of things happening in Beckenham that you can relate to on the streets of Amsterdam.
Actually, you could take Hitsu Hood and take it international like the AFL have done.
Oh,
that hasn't worked so well, has
no,
it?
No, no,
let's
no.
Play a game in China.
Shame. And that's your daily juice.
Well, wish you listened to Dad as well as you listened to a Big Breakfast catch-up? Spoil him with big brand fragrances from Chemist Warehouse.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.